All right, Frank Maloney made a little quick coffee trip there. He is back. We've got Chris Horn on the line, as we said, with a little bit of an update, primarily about football recruiting. There is a basketball recruit I want to ask him about, but I know you got a lot of football questions in advance of the National Signing Day, which is a week or so off. Anyway,
yes.
Chris, thanks for joining us, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Chris, I know you were very busy this weekend. I saw you at the basketball game, and you were doing – double duty covering the Wahoo victory over the Yeller Jackets, and then you had a big weekend, as there were a lot of high school football players on grounds taking official and unofficial visits. And why don't you give us just sort of an overview of what happened over the weekend and maybe right. What didn't happen?
Yeah, well, I think it was a big busy football recruiting weekend, and as Hobbo mentioned, there was a top basketball recruit there, five-star recruit Jalen Smith was in attendance for the game there. He's a high school junior, definitely a top target of Tony Bennett's. But football-wise, certainly is the focus with signing day approaching on February 1st and National Signing Day. So the majority of Virginia's commitments, I would say, were on grounds, on official visits, and there were three targets in particular. Sean Smith, who's a wide receiver out of Georgia, kind of a slot wide receiver prospect, who actually committed while on his visit, so he's a new commitment for Virginia. And then a couple of defensive linemen who they are certainly in need of as well. Nothing yet from either of those two players, Sammy Ochoa, who's a nose tackle prospect, or Isaac Buell, but certainly those were the three kind of primary high school senior targets on grounds, that UVA is trying to sway to try to close out signing day strong or close out strong before signing day.
All right, so let's talk about numbers for a second.
Mm-hmm.
For most of our listeners that follow the show closely, they know that you and I love to try to analyze this. With the four early enrollees, and they are Jamari Peacock, the power running back from Florida, Jermaine Crowell, the legacy wide receiver defensive back, defensive back Zach Burton from Delaware, and then Lamont Atkins, the outstanding running back from Lake Braddock up in Burke, Virginia. Those four players, they count towards last year's class, right?
Yeah, from my understanding, they can count toward either class this year or last year, but certainly they could count towards last year. So it definitely provides for some flexibility. As you know, you can only enroll 25 kids in a given class. So, so they definitely can count. They can count towards last year's class. It does give UVA some extra scholarships to play with, for signing day coming up.
And that also means that currently Virginia has 19 commitments to the class of 2017 out of a possible 25. And of that, this young man that just committed, the wide receiver from down in Brunswick, Georgia, who apparently was leaning to go to the Southeastern Conference until recently, Sean Smith. Now, I also heard through the grapevine that a quarterback was offered either a walk-on role or a scholarship. And who is that?
Yeah, Florida, a player out of Florida, state of Florida, Tristan Hillerick, is appears to be a recruited walk-on coming in. Virginia does have a scholarship player by the name of Lyndall Stone, who is expected to sign. He was actually on grounds as well. He was a top quarterback prospect out of Woodbury Forest, which has been pretty good there, UVA in this class. Certainly UVA has three kids from that school. But he's going to sign on February 1st. And then Virginia is certainly exploring the transfer market. But Tristan appears to be a recruited walk-on pickup. And he certainly seems excited about joining the Hoos. And you never know. So always, you never know who maybe you'll find a hidden gem here and there. But, recruited walk-on. But the scholarship player that they have so far coming in is Lyndall Stone out of Woodbury Forest, who's a very accurate, 6'1", 6'2", primarily a pocket guy, but he can do some stuff with his legs too. So he's a good-looking quarterback, great leader. Looking forward to seeing what he can do for the Hoos coming up. But, again, keep an eye on that transfer market too.
All right. let's talk about the old bugaboo, offensive lineman. All right, so we know that the Hoos have got Tyler Fannin. They've got Chris Glazer, Ryan Nelson. They've got the big monster that John Montellus from Notre Dame. Am I leaving anybody out?
Yeah, John Montellus is a grad. He's going to be a graduate transfer, and again, the transfer market is definitely for offensive linemen. UVA is going to be looking for some whether it's grad transfers or regular transfers. They're going to be checking out offensive linemen on the transfer market for sure. Ryan Swoboda is the player I think, who's a high school senior commitment. He's 6'10", 260 pounds. So he's definitely a big monster there. You know, kind of primarily a basketball guy coming in, but has made himself into a pretty standout football player. But you know, some of these guys, I feel they certainly need some more guys, some more recruits. You know, I really like Fannin, who's a center prospect. I really like Glazer and Nelson. But to have to rely on offensive linemen, true freshman offensive linemen, is certainly asking a lot. But you know, those guys, I think, have some talent, and I think at least, you know, maybe one or two of those guys can see some action this coming season.
All right, there's a sounds like there's a little bit of a tug of war going for an existing commit, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, an outside linebacker / strong safety who's 6'3", 200 pounds. So this young man committed to Virginia, then all of a sudden there's been all this late push from Notre Dame and Michigan State, and is this dirty pool, or is this just the way football is?
Yeah, it's just the way it is. I mean, UVA has, commitment to Chris Glazer, committed to Miami of Ohio before flipping his commitment to UVA. And, you know, UVA certainly has offered some kids who have, have committed to other schools as well. So it's just kind of the way, the way the thing goes, the way the situation goes today. Which is, Jeremiah is a player who, and I really like that UVA seems to be upgrading the athletic ability at the linebacker position and the speed. It seems like they're going for, maybe not so much size, but guys who are really athletic and versatile. And he's a good looking player, so certainly UVA, he's not a guy that UVA wants to lose, particularly late in the process. And, Notre Dame, though, is coming on strong. I think they're the team to watch out for, certainly. Brian Kelly was in his school today, meeting with him. So, they're making a hard charge, and he's a guy definitely no question UVA wants to hold on to, though.
All right, let's talk about the rather large young man at Highland Springs, Mekhi Becton, 6'7", 300-plus pounds of offensive tackle. What does Virginia have to do to win this battle? We know that he was down in Blacksburg this weekend. How can Virginia get back and win this battle for this young man?
Well, it's going to be tough. I really think they have to, if they can, get him on grounds for an official visit. So as of now, you know, plans change kind of all over the place. Kind of it's a little helter-skelter as signing day approaches in terms of visit plans. So I really think UVA needs to get him back on grounds for an official visit, just to kind of get that feeling back. He's been numerous times on unofficial visits, so he knows Virginia pretty well. But I still think they definitely could use him back on grounds. But from all accounts, he had a great visit to Virginia Tech this past weekend, and Virginia Tech has a ton of momentum on the recruiting trail with landing a top in-state prospects, Devin Hunter, and flipping Dylan Rivers, who's a linebacker, from Penn State, getting him to go to Virginia Tech. So Virginia Tech's kind of on a bit of a roll, and certainly that momentum has that's the case with Mekhi as well. So, but Mekhi certainly, we talked offensive lineman's huge for UVA, so they definitely need him. But you know, he hadn't committed yet, so we'll see, at least publicly. So we'll see what happens in these final week and a half. No question, I'm sure Virginia's doing all they can.
All right, so we are speaking with Chris Horn of the Saber. Chris, if you had to rate this class right now, not as compared to anyone in the ACC or the around the state or whatever, but just rate this class in terms of what does Coach Mendenhall need to start turning this ship around and getting it going in the direction of a winning season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to be kind of what we learned after the Richmond game, I think it's just going to be a process in rebuilding. And I think, Coach Mendenhall knows that. So it's going to be kind of a mix of recruiting and transfers, kind of building the depth that they need. So it's going to be a process. I think, they certainly have some good players. They have some players who I think can contribute. Like I said, I do like the offensive line class that they have and, some of the mid-year enrollees that you discussed, particularly Jamari Peacock and Lamont Atkins are kids who are going to have to play right away. And I think they have the ability to do that. So they have some exciting talent. They're coming back from last year, but it's just about building the depth. That's just going to take a while. And, I think UVA from a recruiting standpoint, it's going to be, they're going to have to start, once they can get success on the field, then Coach Mendenhall, while he has a proven track record of success from BYU, then he'll be able to really truly sell his vision even more. But I think he's got the type of kids that he wants in this class to help build a foundation, kind of like Tony Bennett did, bringing in, kids who are going to work and want to perform your system and to work hard. And that's what Coach Mendenhall has. But again, it's going to take a while. And, so no 4 or 5-star kids yet. I think, once the UVA can start winning consistently, that's going to be the key there.
Yeah, winning helps. So no question about it. Chris, yeah. 30 seconds. This Lithuanian kid, Lucas Kasunis or whatever, do you know anything about him? Sounds like he's 6'10", 245, interior player that can shoot from the perimeter like a lot of Lithuanian players.
We're kind of still digging up some information there, but certainly with, Austin Nichols leaving, I know Coach Bennett mentioned that he's open to all options right now in terms of how to fill that scholarship, and, a big man would be certainly a good place, a good place to look with Nichols out of the picture. So, but there's definitely a scholar. They're open to 2017 players or even some transfers. Open to all possibilities at this point.
All right, Chris, we thank you as always. Obviously, we're going to have you back on as the signing day comes. But appreciate the update, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. All right, we're going to head to break now. We come back on the other side. Darren is going to walk us through a lot of Olympic sports news. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.